You know, I don't get a chance to watch too many movies at home, but every once in a while, I'll stream a short, one of those short movies, like a 7-minute, 12-minute kind of movie that you can find, because I can usually stay awake that long. Well, one of the movies I watched recently was a 2007 film. It's a little black and white film, actually, called Validation. It's a wonderful little film that centers around a guy whose his job was to validate parking stickers in a shopping mall parking lot. So if people did their shopping, they could get their ticket validated. They wouldn't have to pay for the parking. And so, but he always took his job just one step further, because he would not only validate the ticket, he'd validate the person. Somebody'd come up in line and he would look at them and say, "You have the most beautiful eyes. My God, they're just perfect eyes. You are great." And all of a sudden that smile would break out on the person and away they'd go. And each time he did that, you just watch it. It was kind of contagious. "That suit is fantastic on you. It really shows off your physique. You've been working out." And all of a sudden, the smile would break out, and it would work. "Watch how this works. I want your hair." You're not looking at me yet right now, though. "I want your hair, man." You got it. That's it. And the smile breaks out, and so does everybody else's, you know? It's one of those two things that's just contagious. Now, the rest of the story is a little too complex to keep telling, but it dawned on me that when I was watching that movie, what the parking attendant was doing to people in line is what God does for us every day of our lives. He validates our very existence. He tells us we are beloved. He reminds us that we are holy. And we desperately need to remember that. The people of Israel saw themselves as servants of God, and indeed that's what they were, but God said, "That's not enough. I will make you a light to the nations so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." He gave them something that they could share with everyone else, that by their light, other people would come to know God and know the power of his love, to be a light to the nations, to the ends of the earth. Paul reminded the people of Corinth that they had been sanctified, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. It was their holiness, not by anything special that they had done, but because they had been sanctified in Jesus Christ. This is not God talking to some people of distant age in a far distant culture and a long ways away. This is God speaking to you and to me today. He is validating our very existence. He has called us to be holy, more than servants, to be a light to the nations. That validation is exactly what was behind John the Baptist too, on behalf of Jesus, not doing it for the sake of Jesus, but doing it for our sake, validating that this guy, this man you see walking here toward the river, this is the Lamb of God. He is the one that you will be baptized with, that you will receive the Holy Spirit. He validated Jesus for our sake, not for his, but so that we might believe in him. You know, the recipients of the validation of that film were they walked away from that booth as different people than where they entered into it. They believed something different about themselves. They believed that they were special. They were great. They smiled more. They competed less. They reached out more often. They lived happier. They forgave just a little bit more quickly. They lived fully. They healed broken relationships. They loved all the better just because some guy in the parking ramp said that they were great. My brothers and sisters, we don't have a voice of a parking lot attendant. We have the very voice of God saying that to each and every one of us right now. "I have chosen you to bring my message of salvation to the ends of the world. but you can start here right in Portage. You are my holy ones, sanctified by the blood of the cross and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You are holy. I am convinced that if we all believed that just a little bit more, trusted that a little bit more, this world would be healed a little bit faster. There'd be a little bit more restoration of those broken relationships and broken spirits. Humanity and families, sometimes in their fragile state, would be strengthened. Just trusting in that truth. You are great. You are holy. You are beloved. And then from the depth of our soul, we would sing out, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will."